listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go once again. Week 11, the National Football League. We keep rolling on. Time, like sand in the hourglass. Another week is upon us. And we started with fireworks. A mundane, pretty poor football game. Well, for 58 minutes change, almost 59, right? I mean, we were running the clock out to zero on Thursday night, Will. And then suddenly we had the Myles Garrett fireworks. And it launched us into a whole new stratosphere and another week of the National Football League. How are you?
I'm great. And in the words of Tony D'Amato, we're talking about quarterbacks.
Yeah, quarterbacks ruling the day. I mean, you heard of the update, the Tua Tagovailoa, the injury, the hip injury, many saying, oh, you should have never been out there. Then you're running the two-minute drill and everybody going after Nick Saban. It's like, no, you still have style points. It's not the same as the AP polls of right. Bobby Bowden's era.
You have a loss on your record. Style points matter.
Style points matter in this, and you're running through. And even if at halftime, maybe the plan was that was it, right? That was the last drive, the old last run of the day on a ski run or whatever else. And,
right.
And there you go. You have another hit.
Yeah, and it's tough, man. It's tough. This is another injury for him, you know. And, you know, I came in early, and you and I were talking that that's a big asterisk in terms of, you know, he dealt with the ankle, he dealt with bunch of things. Is like in the NFL, you know, quarterbacks got to be available. I learned too, not just a quarterback, but just in general, guys get paid because of their availability. Not so much like, yeah, if you're talented, of course you're gonna be compensated, but if you're available, if you're durable, that's a big deal.
And when we looked at Tua, as you said, I mean, the number of injuries that had already been out there, when we start stacking up the top picks, unless Miami just had a whole marketing plan
right.
ready, or Cincinnati or whomever. Miami now on a roll. We'll get into them a little bit because they're now interesting on a whole other level. But unless you've already decided he was your guy, he was probably already floating a little bit in terms of those top quarterbacks based on his availability.
Yeah, I mean, my guy, I still like Jake Fromm. I don't know. This is
right?
This is something about him, just his competitive spirit. I like I just like his style. He's my favorite right now, but it's just tough because, you know, Tua is a talented guy and he's in there somewhere on that board. Some people had him once, some people have him somewhere else, but yeah, it's difficult, man. You definitely feel bad for a kid in that situation. I never dislocated my hip. I do not know what that feels like, and I never do.
I hope I never do. Even when I get into my geriatric years.
My Tuesday night basketball leagues. I just hope that doesn't happen when I'm playing.
Just watch the guy with the hip check as you go West up, right?
I'm not going to lie. So speaking of that.
Yeah.
So I'm really big on like slashing through the lane and what have you. But I try to avoid going in the lane because of the contact. Because there are some guys there who are reckless.
Right.
So one time I was on a fast break and I heard the guy running down, like running me down. I was like, okay, let me get out of the way and just go for the layup. Want no issues. So I go up for the layup. This guy totally shoulder checks me, just drills me in the hip.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm usually pretty chill, but I immediately took the basketball and lit him up. And if you hear this, I apologize for hitting you with the basketball in a men's pickup league.
It was the heat of the moment.
Bunch of dads playing basketball at a church, and I hit somebody with a basketball.
Well, see, there was the key. Added the at a church as you further explained the story.
No, here's the worst. At our kid's school.
Well, you know, hey, look, he tried to take you down. I mean, you're a man. Made your living in the NFL with your body.
At least, like, if he tried to block it and knock me down, that's one thing. But he actually shoulder checked me. But we're all good. We were on the same team last week, and we're good. We won a bunch of games, lost one, so we're good.
See, now it rallies to the next. Yeah. But you probably showed off tremendous arm strength in that moment, did you not?
Dude, it was super accurate. Like, my dodgeball skills came back.
Oh, look at that. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Will Blackman giving you that. At Will Blackman, at NFL Wine Guy.
Rest in peace to him, though. He passed away.
This is absolutely true. Rest in peace, Rip Torn. But, you know, the arm strength being the obvious segue to what we saw yesterday. 8 teams attend instead of the 25 as previously laid out for the National Football League. And we're talking, of course, about Colin Kaepernick.
That's because the Atlanta traffic is serious. So if they got to drive an hour somewhere else, they're like, dude.
No thanks, right? I mean,
that Uber ride's expensive.
Ooh, yeah, now we're talking. Because you might not get reimbursed by the team for the full amount.
No, you would. It's still business.
Yeah, but someone might want to fight. He's like, what were you really doing? It's like, no, did you not pay attention to what you sent me to go do? It changed. They changed venues on me. So all the chaos, right, from the time this was announced, and it was odd, right? All right, we're going to do this on a Saturday in week 11. And then there was the little pushback of, well, why not on a Tuesday? Well, on Tuesday, A, it's day off. B, you got general free agents coming in because you've got guys with hammies or whatever you're looking at. So executives aren't flying out then.
Can I name drop?
Yeah, go ahead.
So when I was heading to Fox the other day to go on the herd, I got a call from Mr. Goodell.
Really?
This is real talk, yeah. Because I actually texted him early this week. I wanted to know like what the scoop was. Like, was this a mutual workout or who decided? And I said, is it cool that we talked? And he was like, yeah. So he gave me a call randomly. And he was like, basically, you know, his agent, Kaepernick's agent, was out there saying, you know, no one's giving us a chance. No one's giving us a workout. So Roger was like, I believe, you know, we should set something up for him. Take it or leave it. That was kind of thing. Take it or leave it. And I've been in a situation where it's like, I didn't have much leverage. So it's kind of like if I'm at a team's mercy. For example, I worked out for the Raiders in London
a couple of weeks ago when the Raiders.
Yeah, it's like I could. I live here in California. I could easily flew up to Oakland.
Sure.
You know, short trip. But they were like, you know what? I think the best chance would be work out in London. So I'm like, all right, I took it. So it's kind of like take it or leave it in their case. I know there's so many other things in there, gray area wise, but you know, Roger told me he said he felt like this was a chance for him to come here and showcase at a professional facility with a bunch of scouts, I would say.
Right, because the executives, based on the timing of the week and everything, we knew that we're not going to be coaches, and everybody knew that from the outset. GMs, not likely, but you're sending scouts, analytics guys, whatever,
right,
to glean whatever insights you can from this workout. So even if you thought it was, and there were a percentage of folks immediately, how this is disingenuous, why this, and the skepticism, it was still a chance to work out in front of 25 teams.
It was still a chance, and I heard different things, like they won't allow him to film his own workout because if maybe they would film it and change the narrative and this, that, and the third. But, you know, I just... If this is about football, then let it be about football. And I think it was about, there was a bigger picture that was trying to, you know, be done here. And so my whole thing is like, does he really want to play football? You know, my whole, especially with the whole thing in general, I'm not taking the NFL side. I'm not taking the Kaepernick side. When it comes to Kaepernick, like I totally, his initial purpose in terms of sitting down or kneeling, you know, for justice, for police brutality, like I respect that a whole lot. Like, I'm like, that's great what he's doing. But then I felt bad when people changed the narrative saying, like, hey, he's disrespecting the flag, right, disrespecting the troops. I'm like, that's not the case at all. But at the end of the day, in this whole grand scheme of things, like, what it is about. And the one thing I would like more of, like, I would like more Kaepernick to speak more, you know, to talk more to the people, to the media, whoever it is, because I feel like there's a gray area. You know, in terms of I don't know what it is, because sometimes, you know, his representative speaks, sometimes Eric Reed speaking, sometimes his girlfriend speaking, everyone else speaking, and I hear less from him. I'm glad he spoke after his workout. You know, I want to hear what he has to say. I want to know what his narrative is. Does he want to play football? And if so, I believe he belongs.
Right, from a straight skill perspective.
Just say he cannot play for 3 years and he can be better than half the quarterbacks.
Well, and that's the thing, right, is we go through the different levels of the story, and it became about more as the shifting of, I'm not going to do the NFLs, I'm going to do this over here, and whatever those disagreements are. There's reports that the initial, hey, Nike was going to film it for a commercial, that was not true, that Nike wasn't there. But all of that aside, he shows up on the workout field in a Kunta Kinte shirt. So you bring back the narrative from what his girlfriend had tweeted out about the Baltimore Ravens, from Django Unchained and Steve Bisciotti and Ray Lewis. Oh, here's those pictures. Okay. So you've got that angle. And the political co-optation of this whole story, I mean, that's been the narrative now for 3 years. Everything that he's done off the field, and a lot of good has been done in communities across And I think we can all agree to that. It's just we haven't heard of him, about him wanting to play football.
Yeah,
right? You'd have the agent.
Yeah.
You've had his spokespeople. And
well, he said now. He finally said, like, I'm ready to go play. Like, let's do it, you know. And I'm glad to hear that from him. The whole thing is, once again, from the NFL and from Cap, is confusing because I just – The one thing I really want to know is what happened in that settlement meeting. Like, what was said? What was the agreement? What is going on here? Because apparently, like, he's still upset the way he spoke in his post game. He's still ticked off about a lot of things and fire with fire. But
well, why don't we hear that if we can, real quick? The Colin Kaepernick spoke for about 90 seconds. About half of it was thanking the media. We'll hear the rest.
Our biggest thing with everything today was making sure we had transparency in what went on. I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years. We all know why I came out here, showed it today in front of everybody. We have nothing to hide. So we're waiting for the 32 owners, the 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running. Stop running from the truth. Stop running from the people. We're out here, we're ready to play. We're ready to go anywhere. My agent, Jeff Nally, is ready to talk to any team. I'll interview with any team at any time. I've been ready, I'm staying ready, and I'll continue to be ready. We'll continue to give you updates as we hear. We'll be waiting to hear from Roger Goodell, the NFL, the 32 teams. We'll let you know if we hear from them. Ball's in their court, we're ready to go.
Another quote that was attributed to him was, you know, tell your owners of the teams that did go, there were 8 teams in attendance, you know, to stop being scared, stop running.
Why? That's what I'm saying. Like,
where was
why
this?
Are we fighting fire with fire? Like, if you just want to play, like, say, hey, we had a good workout, you know, this, I feel good, I feel ready. Like, let's play ball, as opposed to like you're trying to get into the NFL.
What?
Like, you're trying.
Like, you're
trying to go play for. You're trying to get into a league.
Right, a league that you sued. A league that you have this settlement, and that was part of when the story dropped that there was this potential workout on the Saturday, and everybody raised their eyebrow. I go, and teams are contacting the NFL instead of contacting us. Like, how do we not know what the settlement is? That, to your point, of did they think they couldn't?
I'm confused. I'm still confused on. I don't know what the settlement was. I don't know what was said in that meeting. So it's kind of like, I don't have who says, I'm trying to make sense of it just as an outsider, like most
right.
people. But I truly believe, and you brought up the tweet his girlfriend put out. I believe had that tweet not been sent, that Kaepernick would be a Raven.
The way Harbaugh's run this, it's
his coordinator is there.
Right. And it fit to
and
the skill set, right?
Yeah. And his brother, his coach's brother's there.
Right.
I'm 100% sure, like, he could have been. And
yeah.
and that set it back, but...
Yeah, just a confusing set of circumstance, but then, you know, lighting up the league once again. It's going to be curious to see what flows out of this, if any other workouts, you know, the normal NFL calendar, because he did get special treatment. He did get his showcase.
He got his,
no
he
other
got
free
his own
agent
workout.
Guy gets to do. So... We'll see how it progresses from here. But once again, Colin Kaepernick on Saturday had his throwing session. You could see the video online. Go ahead and check that out. He's Will Blackman, Super Bowl champion, at NFL Wine Guy, at Will Blackman. Find me over at Swollen Dome. I'm Mike Harmon. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to get into the games coming up next as we come to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. You can visit geico.com. Get yourself a free rate quote. We get things started with New Orleans and Tampa coming up next here on Fox.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, welcome back in. This is Fox NFL Sunday, week 11 of the National Football League. Off and pacing, we had Thursday night's game, the Cleveland-Pittsburgh 21-7 final, as Cleveland trying to claw back into the division. Soft schedule, at least on paper, for the rest of the season. Take care
soft
of business.
Soft schedule. Look at you.
Well, second easiest on
you
the
game. You can't say soft when you're talking NFL. That's just...
Well, I'm not talking about the players on the field. I'm just talking about the pure analytics, Will.
Fine.
Man, you know, it may be semantics, but for the purpose of sports talk radio, anytime you can use the term soft to describe something, it gets people upset, right?
It does.
Right? So, I mean, you know, you're trying to push the buttons. Love me, hate me, just don't be indifferent. That's what it goes down to. At Will Blackman's where you find him on Twitter, at NFL Wine Guy. Find me over
at Ashton. Oh, you throwing the wire.
I'm trying to show the love.
Yeah, you know what, though? That's why we're friends. This is why I get up at 4:30 to see you, sir.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate the love. That's going to bring a little tear to my eye. We might have a little video of me having that one tear because, you know, my friend got up early this morning. Ready to do some games?
Let's do it.
All right, let's get it.
The lady, what did you say?
Saints and Buccaneers.
The Saints, funny thing happened last week on the way to just rolling over the Falcons. They didn't show up. So they go and they get absolutely steamrolled.
How about that?
That was the oddest game because there seemed to be no sense of urgency from the Saints at all in that game.
They probably, maybe they just felt like they were going to just run over them because Atlanta's been struggling. But it's a division game. They know each other.
But yeah, Matt Ryan, we talked about it last week, all the turnovers that had piled up. They didn't last week. Drew Brees and the offense couldn't get anything on track at all. I mean, jogging a couple of field goals and a burial. This week, you go against Tampa, and you're missing Lattimore in your secondary. So now you've got Godwin and or Evans pretty much stomping around. This is a great upset opportunity here for Jameis Winston.
This is a great upset opportunity, and it's outdoors in Tampa. It's interesting here.
Take them out of the dome, start working around. Because one of the things is we've watched over the course of the year, look, Tampa's secondary, nothing to write home about. They've had some injury issues, a little bit of a pass rush at times, but they could put up points, right? We've talked about Jameis Winston the last couple of weeks on the show.
Right.
He's got no conscience anymore in terms of worrying about the last throw, which is great. And when you've got two greats on the outside and now no Lattimore, and the Saints, when you take them out of that building, it's a long history. They become a good but not great team. So for Bruce Arians, he's got to be licking his chops going up against that secondary.
Yeah, it's still the Jameis Winston audition, you know? It's for him to change his narrative in terms of, you know, get paid next year. I think he'll get paid.
Well, that's the thing, right? We still got a shortage of quarterbacks, so someone's paying him. I mean, yeah. It's just
I think
and
year,
one
I
of
think,
your top quarterbacks.
I think year two with Jameis and Bruce would is going to be pretty good.
Keep him around on a 1-year tag, maybe. See if you can coax more instead
tag,
of going
yeah,
for the,
I
big,
see the
big game.
Right, I see the tag. Yeah, I could see a tag. That'd be a good tag, by the way.
Just for 1 year, I mean, team him up with those receivers for another run.
Yeah.
You got Ronald Jones who's starting to emerge.
You're set for life with that tag.
No, there's no question.
Okay.
That's generational wealth off 1 year.
Absolutely,
tag.
Yeah.
As long as you're smart about it.
Kirk Cousins playing the tag twice.
Yeah, brilliantly done. And then he played two teams against each other, right? As we talk about trying to find your leverage here in the National Football League, my partner during the week, Jason Smith, still lamenting. As much as he loves Sam Darnold and his hair, he's still lamenting how the Jets got played by Kirk Cousins in those negotiations.
Kirk was never going there.
I didn't think so either, but I didn't want him to feel bad about it. When we look at that game.
Kirk knows I need a defense.
All right, let's go back to the Saints offense for a second.
Yes, sorry.
No, it's all good. We'll get to Kirk Cousins because he's the guy that gets a pat on the back for his effort last
absolutely,
week.
Absolutely.
So we look at the Saints offense. We had those weeks with Teddy Bridgewater. It took a few weeks before they really started taking shots downfield, but then that game really, the offense clicked. Drew Brees comes back in. Good first back game back, and then last week against Falcons, I guess backs against the wall, were whatever term you want to use, right? The coach is going to get fired and it's our fault or whomever, you know, whatever narrative you want to put on it. Drew Brees looked ordinary, and we always talk about Tom Brady's age. When do we acknowledge the fact that, you know, Drew Brees came out same time?
It's like that, though. You have games like that, you know. It happens. Like, I remember last year, was it, Russell Wilson, when they won the game, they beat Minnesota. Russell threw for, like, 6 yards.
Yeah.
You know.
No, you're right.
And won the game. That's football, man. You have games like that. Sometimes you're not going to always just show up and just light it up like that, so. He's still capable, and I think the biggest thing, too, is, like, they got to get Kamara going. I think he has 0 touchdowns in the past 4 games, something crazy
right.
like that.
Missed some time, Latavius Murray in for him, but certainly the run game hasn't been explosive. I'm still going to take Tampa Bay with the upset at home, and we're going to see fireworks over-under sitting at 50.
I'm down. Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay next.
Lady, what did you say?
Cardinals at 49ers.
All right, this one ought to be fun. It's Jimmy Garoppolo and company. No Burita.
Jimmy.
Yeah, no Burita, no George Kittle. So the over-under immediately becomes how many shots up in the booth of George Kittle cheering do we get? Last week, I think it was 97.5, the over hit on that. But Garoppolo and that offense, Emmanuel Sanders, is banged up with the ribs. He's expected to play. On the other side, Kyler Murray. For those that were skeptical that this offense would work, it took a few weeks. But right. You add the run element to it now that he wasn't the first 3 or 4 weeks. Now it's, all right, read what you see and take off. They're starting to play better football and getting the ball out to Christian Kirk, who's finally healthy.
Right.
So that speed option
downfield
is there.
That's going to be a great combo there, them two for a while.
I think I like Arizona. They're getting 10 points. San Francisco, look, we had the Dolphins. We were laughing about the champagne popping. Well, that's done. We have that now. But Arizona, an interesting proposition, plus 10 in this one. Can they sting an upset?
Absolutely not. They are not going to go San Fran and get an upset. I feel like Coach Shanahan definitely challenged the receivers in the media, saying they have to do better. Catch those footballs, because there are a lot of opportunities. You know, one of them turned to a pick, which ultimately, you know, hurt them huge. Also, too, there's a lot of leaders on that team. Their D line didn't show up as well as people thought they would.
Right.
And they got leaders like Sherman, other guys on the team that's going to really challenge themselves. Like, okay, let's get back on track. This is another home game. Let's take advantage. I got the Niners in this one.
Yeah, as we look at that game against Seattle, I think lost in some of the analysis because people want to take the bat to Jimmy Garoppolo whenever they can, was the fact that Deebo Samuel with a drop, Pettis with a drop on big
and Bourne,
big
I think
plays.
Had a drop
and Bourne
too, yeah.
Had the drop, yeah. So I mean, and it's something we've talked about also, just the number of young receivers, there,
right?
Which is why Emmanuel Sanders was so important,
right,
to them, and you know they were feeding him pretty well.
You could say no Sanders, no Kittles. I get it, but to your point. There were some catchable footballs, like in the hands.
Right. You hit your hands, catch the football. San Francisco gets back on track. Let's get one more in.
Lady, what did you say?
Broncos at Vikings.
All right, Brandon Allen and the Denver Broncos trying to get Lindsey and Freeman on track. You got more Noah Fant. We'll see more pass routes from him. But Minnesota, Kirk Cousins. Last week.
Brandon Allen's undefeated.
Yeah, that's it. He should frame that right now because that ends as soon as, what do we get to, about 1 o'clock Pacific time. This game will be running down, and Kirk Cousins will be taking a knee to say goodbye to this. But Dalvin Cook, for the first 10 weeks, I was trying to bang the drum of him as an MVP. Possible
is Kirk
candidate.
Cousins an MVP candidate?
Right? After those first couple of games, things have worked. And now you look at no Adam Thielen the last week.
Right. His last six games, 71 completion percentage, which is expected.
Right.
You know, 15 TDs, one pick, and 124 passer rating. Like, don't sleep on your relative.
I like the fact that last week, you know, the narrative, and it had been an easy one, right? Those stats have haunted him for years. He comes out against Dallas, and you could see when they
so
when they get on the board, like you'd almost see that exhale from him and that excitement of, all right, we got this, let's go. And the defense came up in spots where they hadn't in some of the previous games. We'd seen some cracks, but against Denver, this seems like just come out and handle your business.
Yeah, this is come handle your business at home. Let's get it done.
Still in the race, still chasing. All right, we'll continue with the games coming up next. One that's more interesting, all right, at least maybe to me, than most. He's Will Blackman. I'm Mike Harmon. We're brought to you by Discover. Get your free credit scorecard today, even if you're not a Discover customer. It includes your FICO credit score. Checking your scorecard won't hurt your credit. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations do apply. Back into the games in a moment. But first, it's Isaac Lowenkron, who's got what's trending.
Good morning, Michael and Will. Alabama star quarterback Tua Tagovailoa out for the season with a dislocated right hip. The injury occurring in yesterday's win over Mississippi State. Alabama orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lyle Kane said in a statement that Tagovailoa is expected to make a full recovery. On the field last night, 10th-ranked Oklahoma rallied from a 28-3 deficit We've heard that before. With 5:07 left to play in the third quarter, to take a late lead at 13th-ranked Baylor, 34-31. Could they hold on to it?
From the 40, Brewer wasn't expecting the snap. He's got it. Quick throw out. It is intercepted!
He got it this time.
Intercepted! It was Benito! You cannot hitch the wagon! Put the ponies in the barn in Waco, Texas!
Toby rolling the call on Learfield IMG, so I'm supposed to unhitch the wagon and then put the ponies in. All right, I'll get it.
That's
I'll
a lot of work,
that. That's
man.
A lot of work for somebody trying to just enjoy a college football game. In the NBA Saturday night, Paul George scored 37 points in just 20 minutes in his Clippers debut in a victory over Atlanta. James Harden, 49 points on a career-high 41 field goal attempts in the Rockets' 20-point win over Minnesota. My reaction to that, James Harden's career high in field goal attempts is only 41? Anyway, we've got 8 early games to look forward to on the NFL schedule today. The marquee matchup, the 7-2 Baltimore Ravens hosting the 6-3 Houston Texans. The Ravens 4.5-point favorites, according to pregame.com. At the complete other end of the spectrum, we've got 1-8 Washington hosting the 2-7 New York Jets.
The Jets have won the toss and elected not to play.
Washington, a 2-point favorite for that one. Michael and Will.
Thank you, Ilo. Always appreciate the levity. You find Isaac on Twitter at Isaac Lohenkron as well. All right, Will, let's get back into the games.
Lady, what are you talking?
Bills and Dolphins.
All right, the Buffalo Bills last week, the offensive ineptitude that has plagued them at times showed up in a big way as they came up small in many fashions. Still almost a touchdown favorite over Miami. This spread seems a little confusing to me. I like that defense, right? But they've been gettable here the last couple of weeks because, well, it's on them for 40 minutes a game. Eventually, you're going to break through. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, as we chronicled last week, we both had them winning a game. They're playing hard for Brian Flores. Right, they're coming out offensively, defensively. Even if they traded away half their team and were the confusing part of the offseason, and tanking for Tua was all in vogue. Not anymore. But well, let's call it what it is. But the Dolphins are intriguing in this spot in a home game.
I'll tell you what. Let's make it 3 in a row.
Yeah, there we go.
I do. They are. It's, you know, it's kind of like you just got to get that one win as a team, and just to see what it looks like. You need to see what it looks like. And they stuck to the script, and they battled adversity and dealt what they had to do, whatever they dealt with. And, yeah, I mean, they got 2 in a row. They got the big – that was a big win versus the Colts. I say they do it at home.
Home game here, we're looking at – I think a lot of times we look at an NFL team and it's the, oh, they play hard for this guy, and it's just kind of thrown away. With Flores, obviously, right, he's got the 5-year deal. So it's not like Adam Gase and these other guys where it's like, we don't know if we're sticking around.
Right.
This guy's getting to build a program. That's
the whole reason you give him that type of deal, because they're truly letting him put his own fix on it. And because the whole thing is like you want to be sustainable. You want to be competitive for a long time. You don't want to just let it always go through New England all the time. You know, it's like, okay, let's take some of their people and let's fix this thing the right way. Let's remodel this home by repiping the house first. Okay?
Build from the guts.
Yes.
Back out. And then, I mean, that's kind of what they've done. You got a lot of guys playing with attitude. And those early losses, I mean, they battled for 3 quarters. And then didn't have the horses to finish the job, at least early on.
Right. You know, and now they're figuring it out. So, yes, let's go, Miami. Right.
Celebrate Frank Gore for a moment. 73 yards away for passing Barry Sanders for 3rd on the all-time rushing.
I don't want to hear that because I like Barry Sanders.
Well, he walked away.
Oh, so slow. We're not doing this today. We are
not.
We are not doing this. There's no Barry Sanders slander.
Well, it wouldn't be Barry Sanders slander.
No Barry
Slander. It would be a deep dive into the I like that, Barry Slander. It would be a deep dive into the dysfunction of the Detroit Lions. But Chris Perfett does that on his podcast and in column form on a weekly basis. So we'll leave those deep dives to him. Right,
real
Chris?
Quick, Barry did it in like half the time, so you'll always have that.
Listen, I was upset because the coach was Bobby Ross. And so I remember at BC, We played Army, and look who was across. Bobby Ross was across. And I was like, this game is for you, Barry. And I did. I whooped Army, dude. I went off. I did. I went off.
See, I want to go check that game tape now.
You can.
You got running around like your Forrest Whitaker times.
No, I'm Donald Jefferson in the program.
Oh, even better. See, there you go.
ESU, we just want to welcome you.
He's doing the dance in the whole nine yards.
No, you're doing the dance.
Hey, I got jacked up. I mean, I felt the crowd. It was exciting. Look, want to hit the Twitterverse for 1 second here. Ian Rappaport, we'll get more into this at the top of the hour. As Browns' Myles Garrett gets set to appeal his lengthy suspension, one source said an argument will be made that the CBA does not allow for indefinite suspensions for on-field acts. Garrett will hope for a finite number as well as a reduction. We'll get back into that story in about 20 minutes. That one just came down a couple minutes ago from Ian Rappaport. Let's get into the next game.
Lady, what did you say?
Patriots and Eagles.
All right, no Jordan Howard for Philadelphia. Darren Sproles out as well. Might be the last time we saw number 43 on the field, but we'll see.
Why are you already sending people away?
Well, no, because he basically tweeted out he didn't know if he was going to get to wear the number 43 again. That was from him, not from me. I love Darren Sproles, and he's about my height, so I celebrate all guys that are running around at that height in the National Football League. Jay Ajayi back with the Eagles. He'd been
on
the periphery for a few weeks with workouts and such, and now gets himself back into the game. New England, last time we saw him, they were run over by the three tight ends and a guy named Lamar Jackson. He's our MVP of the NFL for this week. We've had a new MVP every week of the NFL season, Will. But the Patriots ticked off after that. They are 4.5-point road favorites against Carson Wentz and company. Got to figure the defense returns to form because you're not seeing another. They're not running the offense
through
Carson
Wentz that way. You took the words right out of my mouth. You are not going to see another offense like that until the AFC Championship game between the Ravens and the Patriots.
See, he's already calling it. See, it's funny because for years we've joked. We've got a whiteboard here in the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, and I always joke, all right, before the NBA season, put your five teams that can win the title. In the AFC, I think we're kind of getting to that same point we did a couple of weeks ago, saying, all right, how do the roads get to where New England and Baltimore play, and we get through the exhibitions?
Yeah, I think New England, they get back on track, get back to what they do. They don't. It is very difficult to deal with that kind of offense. They're not going to see that again for a while. So I got them in this one.
Extra week, Mohamed Sanu, who's become a go-to for Tom Brady. Still looking to see how that wide receiving core shakes out. You got Dorsett and you've got Sanu as your leaders go against that Philadelphia secondary that still struggles to cover time and time again. They made Mitch Trubisky for a quarter when they decided to roll the pocket and throw downfield, made him look like an above-average quarterback. Yeah, New England rolls in this one. Coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. So go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. Coming up next, well, the game of the week, MVP candidates and the next generation of quarterback superstars. We get into that next on Fox.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, welcome back in. It's Fox Football Sunday. Mike Harmon alongside Super Bowl champion Will Blackman. You find him on Twitter at Will Blackman, at NFL Wine Guy. You want breakdowns of games. You want commentary. My guy Will's got you all day long.
Just me. Yeah, just me. Just me.
Well, I'm just saying that you're dominating. It's really more just you're a good follow, dare I say great follow. So that folks that haven't gone down that rabbit hole yet, make sure to go find your Twitter account. And then maybe go learn something about wine over at NFL Wine Guy. See, you got two paths to greatness for Will Blackman. I'm over at Swollen Dome. And great news, there's a quick and easy way you can save money. You can switch to Geico. It only takes 15 minutes to see if you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. You can go to geico.com, see how much you could save. Ready for the 90-second analysis? Yeah, let's go.
Lady, what did you say?
Bengals and Raiders.
Raiders.
Yes, I will say. I'm going to bold prediction here. I say this is Josh Jacobs' first 200-yard game.
Oh, you're going 200. Oh, I like that. Yep. I want to see if we can get odds at that kind of level. 11.5-point favorites. Look, Cincinnati riding out the string. It is an absolute mess as you roll through. A.J. Green, he's coming back. Nah, I don't think so.
Paul Gunther unloads on his former team.
I like that. The Raiders.
We're going to blitz all night.
Yeah, I think I would, right? I mean, young quarterback.
What movie?
No. What am I missing?
Remember the Titans. Go ahead.
Oh, is that a Remember the Titans? See, now we're just going to quote. I got to go back and rewatch them all. That's one my kids
That's
actually.
That's my third football movie reference.
I know. We got three in already.
All right.
And we're just getting started. Derek Carr playing efficient football. Waller's been fantastic.
Yes, he'll throw six passes today because we're running down their throats.
Just run the clock out, succeed and proceed.
Yes.
Yes, let's just take the Raiders and let's move on to a better game.
Lady, what did you say?
Texans and Ravens.
Now we're talking. No J.J. Watt, obviously, for the Texans. So that leads me with a little bit of a question.
Why are we going right to defense?
Because I got to go figure out how to stop Lamar Jackson. That's
as
why.
Everyone else. You don't stop him.
You just try to outscore him?
Exactly. I thought when they played New England, I was like, okay, Lamar's going to get his regardless. But I picked New England to win, to find a way to outscore and win. But there is no stopping Lamar.
Outwit, outlast, outplay. It's like all the Survivor stuff. Deshaun Watson on the other side, no slouch himself, trying to still get DeAndre Hopkins on track. They haven't had those blow-up games that we've become so accustomed to.
Right.
Will Fuller might be able to go here.
Might be. I thought he was out.
Did they finally rule him out?
I'm not sure. But
Last I saw it was the unlikely but possible. We'll remedy that because for fantasy purposes, that's a big deal.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, right now, I just feel like Baltimore is hitting on all cylinders. At first, it was like, oh, you know, every time you think Baltimore, you think defense. They haven't been doing as well as they should have been beginning of the year, and it's been all offense. But now they're kind of like merging the two, and, you know, all that talent that they have on defense is now catching fire.
Yeah, off the overnights, Will Fuller is out along with Bradley Roby in the secondary for the Planet Houston. But trying to find that secondary receiver for Hopkins, but they've had a good run game. Carlos Hyde and
Duke Johnson
out of the backfield.
Yep, very, very. And also, too, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who's on offense because Deshaun Watson will find a way. He'll find a way he'll find a way competitive. And as long as they're in the game and he's making these wonderful long passes that they catch the ball.
Ravens, 4.5-point favorites, 51.5 is your over-under. That's up 2 points from the open.
Yeah, I'm going with the MVP leading candidate in Lamar.
Take Lamar for the victory. I'm going to take Houston plus the points.
Forget you then. That's
fine. Plus 4.5. I'm taking Baltimore to win. Just looking for the point spread. That's all. Trying to get that extra layer in here that we get a close game, and then it's Lamar in an MVP kind of moment to finish the job. All right, let's get one more in.
Lady, what did you say?
Falcons and Panthers.
This could be another minute and a half game. The Panthers and Kyle Allen. We've seen some good things from him.
He looked great last game.
Yeah, and then overall, he's played well. Cam Newton, there's no longer the specter of anything going on with him coming back. So the team, for now, is Kyle Allen's to run defensively. They're still among your league leaders in terms of points. Well, they were. They've had a couple of bum games that have set that thing out. 31.7 allowed per game the last three. But overall, you know, they were a top 12, top 13 defense for the first eight, nine weeks of this season. Atlanta, was that it? Was that the Super Bowl against New Orleans and they go back to being Atlanta? Or is that something that can jumpstart a team?
That's definitely something that can jumpstart this team. They've been, for me, probably one of the most confusing teams. It's not the most confusing team because they do have a lot of talent. I understand they had a lot of injuries on defense and what have you, but you still have Julio and Matt Ryan. Outstanding talent. So, I don't know. Maybe they start attacking the air because Eric Reed might be tired from traveling, even though he didn't travel too far. But
no, well, he did. He had to go and support his guy Kaepernick yesterday. A guy who, again, in that whole discussion, still anti-NFL but taking game checks. So
I'm going with my quarterback, Matt Ryan.
Ryan to make some moves. Devontae Freeman keeping an eye on him with the foot, but Brian Hill, a popular waiver wire pickup this week in fantasy play. But Matt Ryan, seeing if you could finally get that. You got the bookends, right? You've got Julio Jones, you've got Calvin Ridley still trying to make Calvin Ridley a weekly beast downfield. No Austin Hooper. So Hooper no longer drives the boat. I mean, he was the leader among tight ends. It's him, Edwards, George Kittle. Those were the guys that set it and forget it each and every week with their target counts. Atlanta getting four on the road.
I can't. Sick. Christian McCaffrey, I got to go Panthers. I'm sorry, guys.
See, there we go. Just give it a little. Yeah, no, that McCaffrey guy's pretty good.
I know.
That's the thing. I just don't think that it goes back to, as we said, in the Houston-Baltimore breakdowns. Like, the offense, you got to stop Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
And I don't know that the Atlanta defense will have the answers. Over under 48.5, I think Carolina gets a big win here and keeps the line moving as we roll forward. It is an interesting slate of NFL action. Coming up next, we're going to get back into this latest development off the Myles Garrett situation. Will is a guy who played in the league for years, has seen tempers escalate. We'll see if he's anything. Talk about whether he's ever seen anything even close to this. At Will Blackman, at NFL Wine Guy on Twitter. Find me over at Swollen Dome. We'll continue with the games, Myles Garrett, and the rest of the NFL news next here on Fox.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome back in hour two of the program, week 11 of the National Football League. We're underway. We got one game in the books, big slate later on today, some marquee matchups and maybe some separation Sunday if we can go to those cliches of teams that are on the fringe of playoff contention that'll find their way sloughed off a little bit later on today. I'm Mike Harmon alongside Super Bowl champion. My guy, Will Blackman, with me here this morning. At Will Blackman, at NFL Wine Guy. Find me over at Swollen Dome. Jacked up and ready for another big NFL slate. We've been watching a little bit of Aussie rules football. We don't have any soccer this morning, Will.
This is not Aussie rules.
Or are we just watching rugby?
Straight up rugby. The real deal.
I was watching a lot of the replays of yesterday's college slate. Kind of split screening as we're talking here in the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Some upsets and those unbeatens that fall, right? Those peripheral teams that you thought, they got a shot. No, they still have shots, people. Don't dismiss them categorically. There's still a lot of football left to be played, including those conference championships. But one of the stories that is taking over the weekend, and certainly it did Thursday night while Jason Smith and I were here live on the show, and it was just going to be, well, do the Steelers really have the quarterback of the future in Mason Rudolph? Check. What do they do with to replace some of these injured players and at the skill positions? Check. The Cleveland Browns, are they now going to be able to make a run, winning this game 21-7? And then that all just went out the window. Anything talking about larger ramifications of the game itself just went to the wayside when Rudolph and Myles Garrett engaged in those final seconds. Now, Garrett, ball's gone. Could have been a penalty for roughing, if we want to go by letter of the law, as he takes him to the turf and gives him a nice hug and then won't get up. But as we know, eventually it ends up with a swing and a connection.
He couldn't get up. No, won't get up.
Well, Garrett couldn't get up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were both kind of hugging
each
other.
No, he was trying to get up.
Well, eventually Rudolph grabs the helmet.
No, eventually. This was the immediate grab of the helmet.
All right. It's 1-1000, 2-1000, the semantics. But
yeah, you got to, you know, there's people
around. I mean,
around,
look, he's not blameless, right? I mean, Mason Rudolph, and I think he's gotten, I mean, he didn't get the discipline from the NFL, but he certainly
He might get fined, I believe.
A little bit of fine.
Right.
Some folks looking for the suspension from the kick in the crotch.
Everybody, this, you know how to avoid all this? Just don't throw four picks. And this all could have been avoided. Done deal.
Now, I want to go back and watch the rest of the game again, because I'm a sadist at times, to see whether there were hits on the edge. Right? Because Myles Garrett's a guy that's played on the edge a little bit over the course.
But it is what it is. It's football. I would say that I wouldn't have anything to do with it. I just think that you saw after every interception, he was for real upset with himself.
Oh, no, he was salty.
Like,
absolutely.
Legit upset
no
with
question.
Himself. You know, which does nothing. You still threw the pick. But he was frustrated, you know?
Frustrated, so he acts, and then Myles Garrett.
And he picked the wrong guy.
No, well, that's just it. So, you know, you had the, hey, someone punched me in the face asking for a photo. I don't know that any of us believe that story anymore, that he would have been able to take a punch to the face.
He probably didn't know who it was.
Yeah, well, something of that nature. But you got he's going to appeal, according to Ian Rappaport this morning, appeal the suspension. The source said the argument is going to center around whether the CBA allows for indefinite suspensions for on-field acts, and he's hoping to get a finite number as well as a reduction. Well, anything from indefinite is a reduction, so it just putting some terms on it. But as we've seen in the CBA, generally the commissioner's office has been given carte blanche to do what they want in a lot of cases.
Yeah, I mean, he, just looking at it from all sides, he does have an argument for his appeal. It's like, yeah, I retaliated, and I got the rest of the year. Pouncey retaliated, and he got three games.
He got three games.
And he punched me and kicked me while I was down. He did a lot of stuff. So he does have an argument.
So the protection of his quarterback, because in the moment, as we're watching it live, it's like, all right, you've got the egregious act over the overhand to Rudolph where he connects. And fortunately, it was a different part of the helmet.
Right.
Because otherwise, we've got a whole other
right
thing for
that's
the
NFL.
That's
the one thing, too.
Right?
I'm glad no one got seriously hurt out of that situation. That's the biggest thing.
Right? So the fact that Rudolph was able to go into the locker room and right. whether you like it or not.
Here's my thing about this whole thing, too. Is like after the aftermath, I know I went on Twitter and I kind of like laughed about it and joked about it. And everyone was like, oh, it's a serious issue. I'm like, listen, I played football from ages, I say this all the time, from 6 to 34. Years old.
And you're still going.
I seen everything. And I remember my very first Pop Warner game, I was like 7 years old, tackle football. And there was like a huge brawl. I'm talking about both benches were cleared. Stands were cleared. Helmets flying. I mean, it was just out of control.
Over what?
I have no idea.
between the coaches and the parents?
I'm seven.
Because the kids are looking around going, what the hell?
I'm 7 years old. I'm trying to get the heck out of there. I think it was a scrimmage, too. It wasn't even a real game.
Oh, boy.
Yes. I've seen everything. So to see this, I'm like, yes, there's no place for it. We're professionals. You don't want to see it there at the highest level, whatever. But I've seen worse. You want to see worse? Just go watch, like, Netflix. Last Chance U. You'll see some.
Oh, see, there you go. You see, we got Last Chance U in.
Another football reference.
Look, Will is giving you a lot of football
media. This is
organic.
Media. I don't have a list. This is organic.
No. We're going to make a list, though. Vince is going to take this, and each week we're going to have Will's picks for the week. I mean, I think that becomes a bit.
Number five.
And that becomes part of your homework.
Number two.
For the next show out there, America, is you've got to go back and revisit some of the classics. It's not a bad way to go.
Fair enough.
Right? Would you rather watch that or a load management NBA game?
Probably that.
Man, because you're not watching that 150-101 Clippers nonsense very long.
Yeah, you do.
As much as you like watching Paul George, by halftime, you're done.
That's what you wanted to see, though, Paul George.
Right? Kawhi Leonard sits out again. Everybody's losing their mind. He's playing for June.
I watch basketball now. I watch the big games, especially like the holiday games are cool. But then I really start watching ball like in the playoffs.
See, start knocking it out. Unfortunately, we still have another 5 months.
It's all good.
A long slog to that. But it's the buildup, the anticipation of when we finally get to win in time and certainly
and
big
Zion,
expectations.
Zion comes back, you know, so just wait.
I am waiting on him.
Yeah.
Another 4 or 5 weeks at a minimum before we'll get to see Zion. But we'll get to NBA talk soon enough. Let's get back into the games of week 11. And here's your loser leaves town match.
Lady, what are you talking?
Bears and Rams.
I'll be in attendance for this one, live and in living color, given my Chicago roots. It's only right that I go and watch Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears try to navigate the Rams. Rams also offensively having their woes, right? All signs finally last week. Todd Gurley looking good. He's going to run. He's had a good three, and then he sits down. And then the Steelers finish off the game, and people are wondering, wait a minute. He's running the ball well, and then he can't play the fourth quarter, and then he was resigned to, well, that's just the way it is. So some unrest. Sean McVay went from super genius to now people just questioning the program to get that reference back in a callback.
This is an interesting team, too. You know, I thought after losing the Super Bowl and come back this year and getting Cooper Kupp back, which was a huge detrimental loss to them last year, that they'd be right back on track. And, you know, they're dealing with some adversity as a whole and just trying to figure it out, you know. One thing that Sean McVay did say is like, hey, yeah, we have like, you know, very few formations and we have a lot predicated off that one formation. And it's usually that closet formation where everybody's tight the receivers are tight to the formation, and they do a lot of running there, play action, race routes, all that stuff like that, you know, and guys are catching on to it, you know. So, and then every time Goff has a game like that, everyone, the jury is out again, you know. Is it legit? Was it worth it? Is he the guy, you know? And it, I don't know.
You paid him. He has to be the guy now in some way or shape or
form. He got you to the title game, so he has to be the guy, right?
Right. We go back to starting during that run when Cooper Kupp went out and the final five games of the regular season and the postseason were Todd Gurley wasn't Todd Gurley. And you look at Jared Goff's numbers, the touchdown to interception ratio is awful. The number of fumbles, going back to, as it's been termed many times, the baby hands that he has, that he doesn't.
A baby hands.
Well, it's true.
It didn't measure up.
Will, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't think it has anything to do with it.
No.
In the end, it helps.
It helps for fumbling.
Well, sure.
That's about it.
Right, and he certainly has been shown to fumble. I mean, the offensive line. Look, a lot of teams have bad offensive lines. We could do the offensive line breakdown of here's what was projected week one to where we're at week 11. For a lot of NFL teams, and they're doing that with the Rams. Like, you decided to pay these other positions, including Jared Goff. You let one of your best offensive linemen in Saffold sign away to the Titans.
Well, a lot of the last thing too, that line is beat up.
Right. So you're going to have a number of backups.
But this is
again.
Still the redemption game for Goff. Last year, this is where it happened. Last year,
they played the Bears,
and he got dismantled. And that's, I think, feel like the New England watched that film, like, okay, we're going to watch this film do the same thing. So this is a chance for him at home to get it done. I got the Rams. Bounce back.
See, you're just going to call me a homer if I go the other way.
No.
But I have no faith in
you.
I have no idea what I'm going to see. You have no choice.
Your people are in town. So
that's true. I would be disappointing my people. And I've seen a lot of those Chicago peoples wandering around this Los Angeles area. I've seen a lot of Bears hats and happily a few more White Sox hats that I'm used to seeing. Rams are favored by 6 in this one. Just the curiosity. I mean, Jalen Ramsey shuts down half the field. The Bears have one wide receiver that you truly trust on a weekly basis.
Who he knows very well from Jacksonville.
But you lose as you go through the the Allen Robinson connection. No question there. So they practiced against each other all the time. Trey Burton was expected to be a big part of the offense, which is what Matt Nagy, that was going to be predicated. He had 14 catches. He goes to injured reserve. Adam Shaheen was a healthy scratch. That was a second-round pick in 2017. So when you talk about the Bears and their front office, don't forget to put his name on the ledger.
I'm just going to let you have this one. This is your team, so you just go ahead and...
No, I'll take them to win, but it'll be on the strength of the defense if they can get after Jared Goff. Man, they're offensively... Vote of no confidence from where I'm at. I have no idea. Screen game alert. Well, you'd think that Cohen would have been touching the ball a lot.
I mean, screen game for the Rams.
Oh, okay. There you go. He sounded the alarm. He's got the Rams. I'll take the Bears. And then later on tonight, you can watch my joy or misery live on Twitter and Instagram at Swollen Dome. Follow him on Twitter at Will Blackman. And at NFL Wine Guy. Coming up next, we get back. Well, you mentioned the Jags. We'll talk about the Jaguars coming up next.
You did not like that alarm.
On Fox.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome back in. It's Fox Football Sunday. Mike Harmon alongside my tag team partner. It's Will Blackman, at Will Blackman on Twitter, at NFL Wine Guy. For the extension of the branding as we go, you find me over at Swollen Dome yelling about all things sports, food, life at Swollen Dome, Instagram and Twitter, and certainly 5 nights a week yelling at and with Jason Smith here on Fox Sports Radio. Pleased to be with you, getting ready for week 11 of the NFL. Latest reports now, Adam Schefter saying there's going to be the 10 players fined for leaving the bench in Thursday nights, as he puts it, in the melee. He's going into Gorilla Monsoon parlance there, Will.
The second wrestling reference. Speaking of, who was your favorite tag team?
Oh, I was a Road Warrior guy.
Road Warrior?
From the mean streets of Chicago.
Road Warrior, Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom, yeah.
You got it. Slim Jim, oh yeah!
Well, I was Macho Man, but, you know.
The legend. yeah, we commemorated his birthday on the show the other day.
Oh, sweet.
I mean, obviously.
Very nice.
You know,
I like the Rockers.
Oh, the Rockers, little Marty Jannetty.
Marty Jannetty, yeah, Shawn Michaels, until he kicked him at the barbershop in the face through the glass. That kind of
cemented things.
Yeah, that was a little weird for me. Yeah, Hart Foundation was pretty legit, you know.
The Anvil. I mean, whenever you can get Jimmy Hart. Like, I always liked the managers, obviously, as well.
Demolition was nice, too. That was...
Axe and Smash, yeah, the Road Warrior ripoffs, but they did a good
job. The rip...
They had a good run, though.
They didn't have quite the muscles. But go ahead, sorry.
No, WWE SmackDown on Fox. I mean, I'm trying to do whatever I can to talk myself into the squared circle, Will.
Well, I mean, you got to go through some things, but...
I come to see a man get his ass whipped.
I think a lot of America would love to see that happen. They'll start campaigning for it now. No question about it. Reminder, hey, Fox Football Sunday brought to you by Discover. Get your free credit scorecard today, even if you're not a Discover customer. It includes your FICO credit score. Checking your scorecard won't hurt your credit. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations do apply. We've got three games here. We should be able to get through them fairly quickly.
Lady, what do you think?
Jaguars at Colts.
The return of Nick Foles.
The return.
Gardner Minshew, when last we saw him, was not good in London. Coming out of the bye week, they've got the Colts. Colts reeling from that loss last week to Miami. We're still looking at how this offense sets up for the day. You've got your usual suspects around. You've got Jacoby Brissett coming back off the left MCL injury. We had our quick Brian Hoyer flash on there, but... we'll see what Jacoby Brissett has and if that knee holds as we get into this game later today for the Jaguars and Nick Foles.
It's happening.
It's finally
Foles
happening.
Foles is going to bring calm and steadiness to this team, to this organization, to this franchise. That's why they paid him all that money, to bring calmness to this. And Nick Foles shows up and gets it done.
Getting Jaguars. It done on the road at
on
Indy.
The road.
That's just it. Indy in the offense. Jacoby Brissett early on. We saw a lot of Marlon Mack. It's all slowed down. I think when you look at Nick Foles, look, there's a picture of him here in the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, because he's got his critics and skeptics across this vast network that are not Nick Foles fans. Remember, the last pass he threw was a touchdown. Yeah. Paid the price for throwing a deep ball.
Yeah.
And we look at Keelan Cole. We look at DJ Chark, who's been a great breakthrough
performer.
Just get out the stretch the field. Take some shots downfield. Let Leonard Fournette
let
start
Leonard
working.
Run the rock. Yes.
Right? He took a couple games to get going. But once he did, now you're talking about having balance. He bowls an accurate, efficient passer. So looking for them on the Indy side of things. Back and healthy defensively. You've got Leonard, you've got Hooker back, but from an offensive perspective, they're not putting up a ton of points. And then Adam Vinatieri being shaky, you no longer can count on three even when you drive the ball. Shanky. That's good. Shanky. I like that. We're going to get that in.
You're going to write that down?
Yeah, I'm going to write that down.
Write that down.
Well, we've got to have the Fox Football Sunday dictionary. We've got the playlist of movies and TV of the past football related that you've got to go back and watch, and then we have our own dictionary. So Shanky is the call. But yes, I think we both like the Jaguars in this one. Let's go to the next.
Lady, what do you think?
Jets at Redskins.
Oh boy.
38.5 is your over-under, Will. I celebrate all. I celebrate all 256 of them. Chris, well done there. Chris Perfett on the ones and twos. Just advance the narrative. I think this is interesting. Only you've got Dwayne Haskins. Now he's the starter for the rest of the year, which they'd said before.
No quotations. He's a starter. Don't
yeah, but
do they'd, air
said,
quotes.
But they'd said that before,
I got
Will.
Peripheral vision. I play safety. I saw those
I
air
know.
Quotes.
That was really good. I didn't exactly try to hide it, though, Will.
I am not a chameleon, but I saw it.
Nicely done. As for the Jets, it's just continued chaos. They've given Adam Gase the vote of confidence for 2020
already. Which is good.
Already.
That relaxes everybody.
Except they're not relaxed in the building. Quincy Enunwa, the fine
yeah,
for not
win.
Showing up. They've won a game.
Last game, right?
Yeah. But, okay. Does that calm everything down, though?
A win does a lot, okay? Believe it or not. Okay?
Even with Adam Gase and the crazy
yes.
eyes?
Yes.
All right, you want to make a pick in this game just for giggles?
Yeah, you know, great things going with the Jets right now. They calmed down, but I got the Redskins.
There you go. Adam Gase telling his guys, stay off social media like he's a college coach. I love that. Fun stuff. Next game.
Brady, what
is that? All right. Cowboys and Lions.
I just saw Dak in his bow tie and cup of coffee.
Oh, he was wearing the rock of the bow tie? Nice.
I think there was a mint julep in that cup.
That's how easy it's going to be?
Well, he looked like he was at the races, you know? So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I like that.
Put you feel like he that had coffee down.
You think he had to pick that game up a little bit with Cam Newton on IR? A couple of other guys are going to look to up their fashion game?
Nah, he's always been a bow tie guy. I don't think people are trying to compete with Cam's fashion.
No, ever since Cam did that Between Two Ferns episode, to talk about his injury where he was smoking the cigar and drinking wine.
The director's cut.
Yeah, that was odd. But either way, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, they take one on the chin last week against the Minnesota Vikings, a team that on the rise and people are starting to take a little more seriously here. But against the Lions
and
Jeff Driscoll. Yes, another game missed for Matt Stafford.
Yeah, this is definitely a Cowboy game.
Seemed like you run the ball and just, as we've talked about with a couple others, just get out of town.
Yeah.
Try to get out of town healthy. You've got Gallup, who's emerged nicely next to Amari Cooper. Jason Witten still plotting. Randall Cobb underneath, right? Yep. A guy that, for him, for a couple years, was, can he just get healthy?
Just get healthy. Great athlete. Great talent. Just stay healthy.
And gets lost going across, sweeping across the middle, right? He's that Cowboys answer to what some of those Patriot receivers have
He catches the tough passes across the middle. You know, he's been doing that his whole career in Green Bay, and he showed it the other night. He showed it all year, so
he's made a career out of that.
He moves the chains and scores touchdowns.
Well, that's just it, right? He's become a red zone threat for them, which he was going back to his Green Bay days. And that was just a matter of finding a right fit. And Dak Prescott, even in a loss, you're still trying to look for positives. He still keeps rolling.
He looked great in that loss.
Right? He put up a lot of numbers, big throws, and then they just couldn't get the run game off, right? Ezekiel Elliott looked like he was running in mud much of that game. Good defensive front and scheme by the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I think they said they're going to take away Zeke and once again let Dak do his thing. Let him try to beat us, and he damn near was close.
Detroit with some early efforts defensively. They were the bend don't break. I think they get broken today. Dallas on the road giving a touchdown in this one. Jeff Driscoll made a few throws against the Bears last week, but not enough. Dallas defensively should be able to work on the outside against the big wideouts, Galladay and Marvin Jones getting after it. Marvin Hall starting to see a little bit of work as well. We've got one more game left to break down on the schedule. One I'm very eager to see for myriad reasons. But first, we're going to turn it over to Isaac Lowenkron. He's going to update us on all the great trending topics here in the sporting universe. Hi, Ilo.
Hi, Michael and Will. Jane Slater of NFL Media just reporting that Cowboys safety Jeff Heath will not play today at Detroit due to a shoulder injury, but tackle Lael Collins will be in the lineup for the Cowboys against the Lions. Dallas 7-point favorites for that one, according to pregame.com. Adam Schefter just reporting that the NFL plans to find about 10 players for leaving the bench area during Thursday's brawl between the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. We told you earlier the unmarquee matchup among the early games, 1-8 Washington hosting the 2-7 New York Jets, and this is up-to-the-minute news. As of right now, you can get a ticket club level, section 322 on the 50-yard line for that game. For $28.
Wow.
Not bad, right?
I know on for a dollar.
Yeah, I know on Friday night we were looking at some of the
This is
get-ins.
The Redskins Jets for 28.
50-yard line, club level.
That's 50-yard line. Get-in was only like 7.
Get-in is now down to 6.
There you go.
We'll come to you in 15 minutes. It'll be down to
aren't pretzels $13?
Well, that's just it. You're going to pay more for parking than you will for your family of four to attend the game.
You want nacho cheese? No, I don't want the cheese. That's a, you know,
yeah.
I only borrowed $40 with me today. I'm good, buddy.
Nacho cheese is an extra $6.50. Got to make their money somehow there, apparently. In college football, Alabama star quarterback Tua Tagovailoa out for the season after dislocating his right hip in Saturday's win over Mississippi State. Alabama orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lyle Kane said in a statement that Tagovailoa is expected to make a full recovery. On the field last night, 10th-ranked Oklahoma rallied from 28-3 down with 5:07 left to play in the third quarter to win at 13th-ranked Baylor 34-31. I'm just thinking, somewhere out there, there's got to be somebody who's both a big Baylor fan and a big Atlanta Falcons fan at the same time. It's got to be tough morning for those individuals. In the NBA Saturday night, Paul George scored 37 in just 20 minutes in his Clipper debut in a victory over Atlanta. James Harden scored 49 on a career-high 41 field goal attempts in a 20-point victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Rockets now 10-3 on a 7-game winning streak. Michael and Will, what time do we leave for FedEx Field?
Let's get it on. Yeah, I mean, just looking at the schedule here, just to...
No, you don't want that traffic going to Landover. That's kind of a piece.
I'll tell you what. I'll pay for the tickets this time, and you guys can pay for the concessions and parking.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. We'll go buy a nice TV and watch that one. There are currently, looking at the schedule, 5 games where the get-in is under $40. So those looking, you know, that have always said, I want to get to a game, it's too expensive. You may not have the matchup you want, but you got an opportunity. Here in L.A., get in, given that it's the L.A. Memorial Coliseum, get in only $38.
Dude, lower level on this visitor side, which is like the 20-30-yard line, $16.
$16 for that Redskins-Jets game?
What in the world?
Wow, how about that? Don't you want? I'd want to go watch Dwayne Haskins and Sam Darnold sling it. It's an NFL game.
For $16, that was in my my dad's change jar when he had like the water jug.
Oh, nice. I have one of those too.
You still have one of those?
Well, you know, you throw the change in the bucket and eventually it pays for some outing.
Okay.
Thank you for the change update. I don't know. We some things never change. They probably should.
Oh, look at you.
Jacksonville, Indianapolis, low as $22. You've got $36. Houston, Baltimore. You just want to get there. We're talking $36 is the get in on the secondary market. Atlanta, Carolina, $40. And then even the Monday night matchup, which we're about to get into.
Lady, what are you
Chiefs and Chargers.
Who are the chefs?
Get yourself on a flight to Mexico City. Get in is $62. As the Chiefs and the Chargers get after it. Chargers, everybody got excited. All right, season's gone right with that big win at Dignity Health over the Packers. Here we are, the defense, they control Aaron Rodgers, and then they go and they lose to the Oakland Raiders that we now talk about as a team on the come here late in the season for a potential playoff berth.
On the what?
On the come.
The hell is that?
Just saying that they're rising from the ashes.
Come up.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, comeuppance is a whole other thing. So with Kansas City, defense played really well when Patrick Mahomes wasn't there. And then it's like batters in Major League Baseball when the ace is on the mound.
Yeah, what's up? We don't need to relax, right? They relax a little bit. I know.
So they're right back from whence they came. They rose up. And look, Denver and Joe Flacco being a statue certainly helped that defensive effort. But they seem to have gone right back into the ether. But they've got a good opportunity here against Phillip Rivers. They haven't been able to connect with those wide receivers downfield. A lot of short and intermediate routes for Keenan Allen, but none of those big take the top off the defense kind of plays that we're so used to. And even when they do happen with him and Mike Williams, generally they're in garbage time situations.
Yeah, I will say this is going to be an entertaining game because this is a bounce back game for both teams. I think they're going to get it done and just throw away the playbook and just let it loose.
Right, Kansas City coming off the tough loss last week. High-scoring affair last minute. I mean, Patrick Mahomes still putting up ridiculous pinball-like numbers.
He has been winning on the road.
This counts as a road game. Because they're both going, as long as the field holds up. What I'm fearful of is another final 24 hours. Yeah, the field's unplayable. like it was
the Chargers,
last year.
Didn't they go to Colorado?
Yeah, they were in Denver. They trained out in Denver for the altitude and worked out there all week. So certainly trying to figure out whatever nuance, whatever little advantage that can be had here.
I just want another throw like last year where it got moved here. 400 yards each quarterback.
Just start slinging it around once again. Melvin Gordon finally running the ball with authority.
He needs some receptions. He needs to be in the passing game as well. I just like quarterbacks, teams, offenses just go empty formation and just let the quarterback go 7-on-7 style. Just empty it out and just let him throw it.
I'm hopeful to see that. We're talking about an over under sitting in the
400
low
each
50s.
Quarterback, but Mahomes gets it done.
Mahomes
Sorry,
gets
guys.
The win. Kansas City -4 in this one. I'll take the Chargers with the points. Potentially the upset here. How about I go the opposite way and we'll take the Chargers finding a way. Maybe a little more Melvin Gordon. As you say, he needs to be in the passing game. And still want to make sure they don't forget about Austin Eckler, how effective he was. So limiting his touches is to their detriment as well.
Yeah, and I say that because that's the biggest mismatch in football is running backs versus linebackers. Take advantage of it.
Right, when you've got a guy that is that adept in the passing game. Right? I mean, you've got guys that...
Or just in general, they're not used to, like, covering downfield in space like that. These guys are looking to step up and stop the run. Very few can go out there and cover past 10 yards.
So take advantage of it. So hear that, Phillip Rivers. Sidearm that ball 10 yards downfield to... Or underarm. I don't know. What would you say? It's almost Dan Quisenberry-esque. Is that too old a reference for
you? It is very too old a reference for me.
All right. Old reliever for the Kansas City Royals who was a submariner. Great motion that tried to pick up where the ball was coming from. Absolutely impossible. And with Phillip Rivers, oftentimes I feel that we're kind of in that same mode. Going, how did that throw get off? And it did. So Keenan Allen's Mike Williams finally show up against a bad secondary. And for you Keenan Allen owners, play him on Monday Night Football. You finally get back into the end zone. You know, it's an interesting slate. That's one of the big games. And unfortunately, there are, at this point in the season, a number of the also-rans, as we talk about the schedule, because some of these games got their minute or two, and you immediately start looking back towards the draft. And we talked about it a little bit in the first hour. We'd be remiss not to at least revisit briefly, because we're always looking for quarterbacks at the top of the board, right? Chase Young sat out his two games, two meaningless Ohio State burials, but comes back in for the big games to come. He'll be in the mix of one of those top draft slots, but it's always about quarterbacks. So the Tua Tagovailoa injury, one that just looms large because it was the presumed that Miami, when they were the worst team, now it shifts over to Cincy, that he was going to be one of those guys right at the top. But injuries have always been part of the narrative in between the great performances, and now you've got this devastating one that immediately people started bringing up the name of Bo Jackson. When you talk about this type of hip injury, now it's 30 years later in terms of medical technology, but still for a quarterback that you're going to have to make the face of your franchise in this day and age of the NFL, especially the way the quarterback position has changed, makes for a much more difficult proposition.
I agree. You know, it'd be very, very interesting, especially I would say, yes, the injuries have definitely hurt in terms of where people place him draft wise, but also there's been emerging quarterbacks before he got hurt who have been doing well in terms of Burrow and Hubert, all these guys like that. Like it's a very heavy quarterback class going into next season. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of players in the draft for a quarterback. So it'll be good. It'll be interesting.
But it's the position overall. I mean, it's the shuffle up and deal, right? Because you're going to have, does Eli Manning get another job somewhere? Andy Dalton's not going to be in Cincy anymore, most likely. Cam Newton's on the move. So that's just three off the jump.
Right.
Plus, as you mentioned, Burrow, Herbert, Fromm, just go on down the line that you're going to have a number of quarterbacks coming into the league that it really shakes up where we're at the position, which is fun and exciting for fans because they get shiny new toys to look at for their team. Maybe in some cases under the tree this holiday season, they're also hoping for a coaching shift or at least an offensive philosophy shift as we roll through. But week 11 of the NFL is upon us. Excited to get through the slate of games a little later today. Some loser-leave-town matches to be had, and certainly the one I'm attending. We broke it down earlier in the hour, the Bears and the Rams being one of those. 5-4 Rams, 4-5 Bears. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. You can go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. Coming up next, we talk about some of the unheralded players, maybe for your daily fantasy purposes. Of course, we've got the sit starts coming in. I'll answer them after the show at Swollen Dome on Twitter. Your upset of the week and the one that we're grabbing the popcorn and watching in these early games. We'll get into that next here on Fox Football Sunday.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back in. Fox Football Sunday. Happy to be with you. Thanks for taking a few minutes of your time to be with us this Sunday morning as we get ready for week 11 of the NFL. Thanks to our team, Isaac, Chris, and Vince for making us sound oh so pretty. He's Will Blackman.
Yes.
NFL.
Yes.
Legend. Super Bowl champion.
Yes. Legend.
I just wanted you to keep going. Yeah. Sure. Be my hype man.
And when I was in London, they kept saying, "Oh, Will Blackman, the NFL legend, legend, legend." I'm like, "Take it easy, you know."
It's a good word, though.
I understand that. I'm not gonna go to another country and try to like, you know, really boost up my status. Ah, they don't know. Now I'm legit. I'm the real deal. I love my career. I respect my career. I played 12 years. I beat the odds by 6.
It's a nice long career.
You know, yeah, won the Super Bowl, played with Favre, played with Charles Woodson, played with all these greats. Great, loved it, you know, but I'm not going to go there and try to, you know, walk around and be all high and mighty, you know. Take it easy.
Okay, just trying to show some love.
Not you, right. I'm not saying you.
Oh, okay, you're talking about the London
just in general. Yeah.
All right, at Will Blackman, at NFL Wine Guy, you and Charles Woodson commiserate about wine back in the day?
Yeah, I always been into it, but just to know like, oh, wow, players are actually in the business. He's the one, yep.
You've been doing that for a long time. You start rocking the ascot like him?
Not yet, but I actually did look at some.
Yeah, because the last time I saw Charles at an event, walked up, he had the giant glass of wine. He grabbed my, Jason Smith, we were at an event, grabbed my radio partner's hand, and he's like, "I know you." And Jason tells the story where it became this, "You must have said something about Charles Woodson that got back to him." He still doesn't know what he would have said that would have caused that reaction.
That's funny.
But it made for
a
very awkward moment. No, that is absolutely true. Well, but you can't, right? You can have, like, we talk about the memory of a cornerback in the moment of, you got to forget if there was bad on the last play, but the overall film reel is still playing in your head how to read the next play.
You do know. Can't fool me twice. Like it's like when a player gets hit with a double move one week, and then the next week they get hit with the same play. It's like, bro, I know you're supposed to forget, but not like that.
Right? No, certainly that one's in the memory bank.
Read the signs.
Signs are everywhere in the National Football League. All right, injuries of note for the day: no Matthew Stafford, no T.Y. Hilton, A.J. Green still out, Thielen out, Hooper and Freeman out, Will Fuller, Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Cooks, Trey Burton, Danny Trevathan, the gruesome arm injury a week ago, Joe Staley out again for the 49ers just after coming back, and then one that we talked about a little bit earlier, the Marshawn Lattimore injury that takes him out against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And that one for me, as we talk about the larger playoff picture and what to expect from these teams, when you've got Carolina playing well, they've got a matchup against Atlanta, but the other division game, New Orleans on the road at Tampa Bay. That means that Mike Evans, who got held down earlier in the year, I mean, Lattimore checks everybody really well. He's not there.
Yeah,
suddenly that field opens up.
Yeah, especially, I mean, Evans and Godwin been playing outstanding this year. So it's like, pick your poison, right?
Yeah, Godwin having himself a fantastic season. O.J. Howard actually came off the milk carton last week as well.
Off the milk? Gosh, Oh, boy.
Come on. Great things were expected. Bruce Arians doesn't normally have a monster tight end, but when you've got a guy of that ilk early in the year, there seemed to be some obvious situational things. When you've got a guy that size that he's not really seeing the ball in red zone targets, it becomes the, all right, what is he not doing in practice and work, et cetera, that you're not at least installing a player to try to get it to him.
Right. No, health is a thing to get the reps and be on the same page, but it's a lot going on. I think, you know, when you have an offense like Bruce Arians, there's a lot going on just to try to get everybody on the same page together. So it's good. I mean, they're better late than never, you know, for everyone to get along and for Jameis to catch some positive fire here.
All right, the big audition, right? Already, what, 6 300-yard games on the year. You've got those two bookends who've been fantastic.
But that he can do that. There is no question about his ability to be productive. It is just, you know, let's eliminate the mistakes. Let's eliminate the errant throws, the going rogue once in a while.
Going against the game plan, because we've seen it where you've got the open receiver, and then he'll throw short and hit the linebacker in the helmet. You know, those kind of things, the touch, right, sometimes still missing. But, again, I think as we've discussed, I like what I've seen in turning the corner. The Houston-Baltimore game is obviously A1, I think, for everybody today in terms of watching Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson get after it in Baltimore. Second game for
they
you.
They should have flexed this game.
Should have flexed that one into Sunday night, right?
Yeah.
Seems like it would
have
been.
I would have from the jump, from the get-go, I would have. But anyhow.
Well, but you don't have J.J. Watt to celebrate.
I mean, hey, listen, this game is about the quarterback. The quarterbacks!
I'm just going back to the way they've presented games forever.
I understand.
That you didn't quite know that there was a game being played outside of whatever J.J. Watt's individual matchup
was.
Well,
and you raise all that much money for, you know, the Hurricanes. I mean, shoot.
Does great things. Certainly rolls from there. But that's one to watch later. Baltimore, a 4.5-point favorite in that one. I'll be at Bears-Rams later on tonight. I have no idea what I'm expecting walking into that stadium.
You should go like Twitter or Instagram Live just for like a series or so.
Oh, no, we'll definitely do that. People have to watch my joy or pain in real time, see what kind of crowd arrives. Because as I've argued here in L.A.
Oh, Chicago's my favorite city.
Is it?
Yeah.
I miss it. I miss a lot.
Doesn't matter what time of year. People are like, oh, summer is beautiful there, especially on the lake. Like, great. But still, I don't mind going into the winter. There's a lot to do.
I'll put an extra layer on and get after it, right? I
mean, just hide behind two buildings and you'll be all right.
Well, that's just it. Beware the wind tunnels as you roll. Goff, Trubisky, both much maligned. We'll see if their offensive lines can hold up in this one. You follow Will on Twitter, at Will Blackman. Find him. Also at NFL Wine Guy. Find me over at Swollen Dome. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. So go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. 8 games to start your NFL slate coming up in 2 hours. Thanks for hanging out with us here on Fox Football Sunday. Enjoy week 11, everybody.
Yes,
see you next time.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.